Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Friday, June 12th. Today is National Peanut Butter Cookie Day, which means if you eat one for breakfast, it's not a cookie, it's technically peanut-based protein with emotional support. Coming up today, we have the latest June 2nd primary election numbers and certification timeline, an Inyo County jury service cancellation, Sierra Roller Hockey looking for volunteers, a community input effort for the Chipmunk Canyon Trail System, Mammoth Lake celebrating a successful town cleanup, an update from Bishop Police, the Big Pine Fire Protection District mourning the loss of a volunteer firefighter, Mark Hottendorf, a harmful algal bloom advisory at the Crowley Lake Columns, heat and water safety reminders, road updates, sports, and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Brewed Awakening in Big Pine, serving up quality coffee, tea, sweet and savory food options, and the kind of small town welcome that makes a morning feel a whole lot better. Locally owned and rooted in community, Brewed Awakening is the place to stop for your morning coffee, lunch, homemade treats, or just a little caffeine-powered motivation before heading up or down the 395. Brewed Awakening in Big Pine. Coffee, food, community, and just the right amount of sarcasm. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. All right, first some election updates. Not much has changed except for the big seats in California. So everything remains the same. In the lead, Dana Crome, Stephen Place, Trina Oral, Scott Marcelin, and at the state level for State Senator 4th District, we are leading with Jaron Brandon at 41.1%. For governor, the front runner is Javier Becerra, followed by Steve Hilton. And at the federal level, in the race for U.S. Representative, 5th District Tom McClintock and Michael Masuda have advanced to the November general election. For Inyo County, the only remaining ballots are 16 challenged ballots pending signature verification. State law allows voters until June 24th to confirm their signature, and Inyo County elections must accept those ballots if confirmation is received by then. Therefore, one final batch may be processed on June 24th if any confirmed signatures are received. Inyo County elections will certify the results on June 25th. The County Board of Supervisors will officially accept the results at their meeting on June 30th and declare those under the jurisdiction elected or those selected to go to a runoff in November. That being said, none of the front runners for the local seats will be affected by those 16 votes. But we have to wait till it's official. That's just the name of the game. Okay, first up, Inyo County Superior Court has an update on jury service. If you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, June 15th, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. Sierra Roller Hockey League is looking for a Junior Mites coordinator. The Junior Mites coordinator plays an important role in helping the youngest players and their families have a fun and successful season. Responsibilities include coordinating snack scheduling for the Junior Mites division, communicating information from coaches to parents, assisting with all Junior Mites activities throughout the season, helping organize and coordinate the Junior Mites big game. If you enjoy working with families and would like to help making the season a great experience for our youngest athletes, they'd love to hear from you. The league is also seeking a referee coordinator for the upcoming season. This coordinator will support from the SRHL board, and they will be responsible for scheduling referees for each game, making sure all ref slots are filled, and helping ensure game days run smoothly throughout the season. You do not have to be a referee yourself to fill this position. Referees are a vital part of the league. Without refs, they can't have games. This position plays an important role in making sure their season is successful for all players and families. Interested or want more information? Contact the SRHL board at sierrarollerhockey@gmail.com. The Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, in partnership with local land management agencies and regional partners, is conducting a current conditions analysis of the Chipmunk Canyon Trail System. The purpose of this effort is to better understand how the area is currently being used and to gather input on community interests, while recognizing the ecological and cultural sensitivities in the area. They invite you to participate by completing a short survey and contributing to the interactive map. Your input will help establish a clearer understanding understanding of existing conditions and inform any future planning or management considerations. This project is not a comprehensive planning effort or formal trail designation process. The current work focuses on establishing baseline information that can help inform potential future planning, management discussions, or environmental review processes. Current project activities include defining the project area, ground truthing and mapping the existing trail network, conducting use analysis, including trail counters, user surveys, public input mapping, and visitor use analysis, identifying next step mechanisms. A key component of this effort is understanding existing use patterns and identifying areas where recreation activity may overlap. With sensitive resources, including cultural sites, your feedback is important to informing this initiative. Thank you for taking the time to participate and for helping ensure a broad range of community perspectives are included. For the survey link, additional information, or questions, please visit escog.ca.gov/chipmunk-canyon. Thanks to the dedication of the Mammoth Lakes community, the 2026 town cleanup was a huge success. More than 97 tons of waste was collected over the two-day event. This includes 78 tons of green waste collected at the transfer station, as well as in the 17 new roll-off dumpsters that were placed around town. These collections and cleanup help increase defensible space and wildfire resiliency through town. Additionally, during the community cleanup event and sustainability fair, more than 1 ton of litter was collected from sidewalks, multi-use pathways, parking lots, and trailheads of Saturday alone. The town would like to thank the hardworking volunteers, Mammoth Disposal, and the Mammoth Lakes Wildfire Task Force to everyone's partnerships. And of course, a big thank you to everyone who brought items to the town yard and Mammoth Disposal, collected litter, and worked together to clean up the town. And to those of you that are actually littering, we're watching you. The registration site for the 2026 Memorial 9/11 Stair Climb has officially opened. This year, the climb will take place on a Friday night. Find the link on the Bishop Fire Department's Facebook page. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good. Really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. On Wednesday, June 10th at approximately 5:44 a.m., the Bishop Police Department Communications Center received a 911 call reporting a domestic violence incident involving a male, female, and 3 children in the area behind the city park. Bishop police officers responded immediately and contacted witnesses who were in the area at the time of the incident. Through their investigation, officers learned that the suspect and victims had left the scene in a black Volkswagen Golf. A be on the lookout was promptly issued to surrounding law enforcement agencies. Officers identified a suspect, 42-year-old Jeremy Ripley, a resident of Bishop. As part of the investigation, officers reviewed footage captured by a Flock safety camera located within the city park. The camera provided valuable evidence related to the incident. The video footage also assisted officers in verifying witness statements regarding the events that occurred and provided a clearer understanding of the circumstances surrounding the incident. The footage served as a critical investigative tool in helping others establish the sequence of events. Shortly thereafter, allied agencies located the suspect vehicle traveling southbound on U.S. Highway 395 near the Klondike Curve. An enforcement stop was conducted, and the suspect was safely detained. Jeremy Ripley was arrested on suspicion of the following charges: felony kidnapping, felony false imprisonment with violence, felony criminal threats with intent to terrorize, felony stalking, misdemeanor battery of spouse, ex-spouse, date, etc., aggravated, misdemeanor child abuse with possible great bodily injury or death. The Bishop Police Department would like to thank the Inyo County Sheriff's Office and the California Highway Patrol for their assistance and coordination in bringing this incident to a safe resolution. And it's with deep sadness that the Big Pine Fire Protection District announces the sudden passing of volunteer firefighter Mark Hottendorf in an off-duty incident. Mark was a valued member of their fire family whose dedication, service, and commitment to our community will be remembered. His willingness to serve and support others reflected the very best qualities of the fire service. The department's heartfelt condolences are extended to Mark's family, friends, and fellow firefighters during this difficult time. They ask the community to keep them in their thoughts and prayers as they mourn this tremendous loss. In honor of Mark's service and memory, the American flag at the Big Pine Fire Protection District will be lowered to half staff. This gesture serves as a tribute to his commitment to the department and the community he proudly served. The Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board has recommended advisories for potentially harmful algal bloom at the Crowley Lake Columns. For your family's safety, you can swim in this water, but stay away from algae and scum in the water. Keep children away from algae in the water or on the shore. For fish caught there, throw away guts and clean fillets with tap water or bottled water before cooking. Do not let pets and other animals go into or drink the water or eat scum on the shore. Do not drink this water or use it for cooking. Do not eat shellfish from this water. For further information on state's HAB response and guidance, visit mywaterquality.ca.gov/habs. Help Sierra Forever keep local kids warm and ready for adventure. The Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoors Program is just a few weeks away, and Sierra Forever is looking for donations of gently used down jackets in sizes small, large, and extra large. These jackets help ensure that all participants can stay comfortable and allow the program to remain free and open to all local kids. If you have a jacket to donate, they'd love to hear from you. Please send them a message or email education@sierraforever.org for donation details. Thank you for supporting the next generation of outdoor stewards. The City of Bishop Parks and Recreation Department would like to inform the community about the tennis and pickleball court closures beginning Monday, June 8th through Friday, June 26th for the court's resurfacing project. Please try to avoid the area. Public safety is their top priority. Owens Valley School is offering a summer breakfast and lunch program serving free summer breakfast and lunches available to all children through age 18 at no charge. The program starts June 8th and runs through August 17th in the Owens Valley MPR behind the gym. No meal service on June 19th, however. Pickup times are 9 to 10 a.m. for breakfast and 11:30 to 12:30 p.m. for lunch. Adults are welcome for $5 at breakfast and $8 at lunch, or $4 for breakfast and $6 at lunch for seniors age 60 plus. Please call the office at 760-878-2405 at least one day in advance to pre-order. Well, California heat is turning up. Higher temperatures increase the risk of heat-related illness, wildfire activities, and incidents in and around the water. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Drink plenty of water. Avoid strenuous activities in the sun. Check on others, especially children, pets, and older adults. Be fire safe. Avoid all activities that can cause a spark. Keep grills and campfires away from dry fuel. Avoid mowing after 10 a.m. Ensure tow chains are secured to prevent sparks. Practice water safety, always wear a life jacket, swim in designated areas with a lifeguard, respect water currents, it's stronger than you think. Stay cool and stay safe, Owens Valley. Now a little bit on traffic. On the northbound lanes of US 395 and Bishop, the outside lane and shoulder remain closed from the Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane. All driveways remain accessible during construction. Work takes place Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Paving operations on US 395 and Bishop will begin Sunday, June 14th at 4 p.m. at the Barlow Lane intersection. The southbound outside lane and sidewalk between Academy and Line Street are closed, and turns onto Academy and Church Street are unavailable. The speed limit is reduced to 35, CV Lane to Y Road. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. On State Route 168 West from Reservoir Road to Big Trees Road near Aspendale, utility crews continue to work Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 5-minute delays. Well, sports coverage is covered by, of course, right here on Eastern Sierra Now, the one, the only Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. Because a full weekend of community events, train rides, food preserving, book signings, rodeos, cleanups, local gatherings, it's always better with barbecue. At least somewhere in there. There's got to be some kind of barbecue. Copper Top brings that barbecue. It's kind of stop on Highway 395 that turns what are we doing today into let's eat first and then hang out and then get one of those magic beers that they have on tap where it fills from the bottom. Oh, and there's a snow cone. That's a good thing, too. Trust me, you need to go down there. Local 20. Local 20. Local 20. You'll see when you get there. Copper.barbecue.com. It's CHSRA State Finals Rodeo Week, and Bishop is welcoming 327 of the state's best cowboys and cowgirls to town. The Bishop Chamber of Commerce coordinated a luncheon for all the student-athletes and their families. It was a resounding success thanks to the Tri-County Fairgrounds, hometown catering, many volunteers and co-sponsors, Inyo County, City of Bishop, SCE, LADWP, Farmer Brothers, and Gillespie Distributing. Each contestant also received a commemorative t-shirt and gift bag with items and discounts contributed by local shops and restaurants. Thanks to all who have helped the Bishop Chamber of Commerce provide a warm welcome to CHSRA since 2005. On today's schedule, Rodeo Slack starts at 9 a.m. The CHRSA Scholarship Silent Auction opens at 4:30 p.m. All bids close at 7 p.m. and items must be picked up by 9. And grand entry and rodeo performances at 5 p.m. It's also Cancer Awareness Day, so wear your pink. And on Saturday, the championship round and queen coronation start at 10 a.m., and the award ceremony is set for 3 p.m. Saturday is Senior Citizen Day with free admission for everyone ages 62 and up. Admission is $10 for a single evening show or $25 for an all-show button. Admission is free from Monday through Friday, morning shows, kids 10 and under. Well, those are free too. Tickets are available at the Bishop Chamber of Commerce. The Alancha Cartago Fire Station is hosting a Community Safety and Services Day on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Representatives from local agencies and community organizations will be on hand to share information and answer questions. Free food and drinks will be provided. The UC Cooperative Extension Master Food Preservers will be at Blue Heron Farm on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll be sharing how to use spring produce, including garlic scapes, Japanese turnips, and radishes. Sierra Forever is hosting a book signing event with historian Robert B. Marks, author of Deep Time in the Mono Basin. Stop by the Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center on Saturday between noon and 4 to meet Dr. Marks, learn about the history of the Mono Basin, and get your book signed. Elks Lodge 1603 is hosting a Flag Day celebration at Elks Park on Sunday at 12:30. They'll have a flag ceremony, barbecued hot dogs, games, and more. Join the Tangle Free Waters crew at Convict Lake on Tuesday, June 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. Hike the lake edges to remove fishing line from bushes, trees, and rocks, or bring a kayak or other human-powered watercraft to help clean from the shoreline. No sign-up required. Just show up ready to help. Volunteer Eastern Sierra Not Your Grandma's Bingo returns on Tuesday, June 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Warming Hut in Mammoth. Registration starts at 5 p.m. Mono County Search and Rescue will receive all proceeds. Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting their annual pollinator mixer at their Bishop office on Wednesday, June 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. Celebrate National Pollinator Week and kick off the summer while enjoying beverages, appetizers, and mingling with friends. And Laws Railroad Museum is offering train rides on Saturday, June 20th and Sunday, June 21st from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Museum entrance is a $10 donation for adults. Train tickets are $4 to $8. And that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Friday, June 12th. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with the people, events, and issues shaping Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Brood Awakening and Big Pine for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. You can hear Eastern Sierra Now on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5. And when you want the latest between broadcasts, we're always online at EasternSierraNow.com, on the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, which you should get, across social media, follow, like, smash that like button, and YouTube, of course. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great Friday. Stay cool. Drive safe through the work zones. And remember, on National Peanut Butter Cookie Day, if it sticks to the roof of your mouth, it just means it's working.